Simon Tov Peiches, Sif Aleph. Shachris, in the morning, Nichnosin Lebeis HaKnesses, we go to Shul. Yes, I mean, until this year, this would have probably not been too much of a Chiddush. This year, I think we can appreciate this is, yes, there's some Chiddush to that. Nichnosin Lebeis HaKnesses, we go to Shul, V'korin HaZmirois, and we say the Zmirois, the Kapitel Tehillim, the Psuke de Zimre, Shal Shabbos, which we normally would recite on Shabbos, Mispalin, Tfila Shachris, and we Taven Shachris. We go in a Hallel, and we say the entire Hallel. The entire Hallel. Goyim is Hallel is a wording for saying the entire Hallel, as opposed to what's called half a Hallel, where we skip out the two additional parts. Umvachin likrois Hallel, and we make the bracha, the relevant bracha of likrois Hallel. Vein mafsikin boy, and we do not interrupt the Hallel. Elo only. Kedarech, the same way, she'omru, pekiyashma, the same way, then without interrupt by Shema, so we interrupt also by Hallel. Now, there's a halachas when and how you're allowed to interrupt kiyashma. This is a Mishnah in Brochus, and it's put down in Shulchan Aruch earlier, and the same halachas apply also with regards to interruptions in the middle of Hallel. So, although you may have perhaps assumed that since these are different chapters of Hallel, you can just interrupt, etc., the answer is no, you can't. It's looked as one Tefillah, one Hallel, and it's wrapped up by one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end, so it's looked as one long tefillah. Consequently, there is various halachos with regards to interruptions. You can't just interrupt in the middle. Be'emtza perek, if it's in the middle of a paragraph, shol b'sholem aviv, you're only allowed to greet somebody you need to honor, such as aviv or rabbi, such as the father and your teacher. You're not allowed to interrupt in the middle of a paragraph for anybody else. But when it comes to replying, you can't be rude. You can't just ignore somebody who speaks to you. So then, umeshiv shalom la'adam nechbad, anybody who's got some level of covered, of respect, you're allowed to reply. And meshiv shalom, you're allowed to respond. La'adam nechbad, shenosan lo shalom, that somebody said shalom to you, you're allowed to answer that. Uvein ha'porkim, when it comes to mid, so in between paragraphs, so between the paragraphs, shol b'shalom adam nechbad, there you're allowed to greet somebody, and you're allowed to answer anybody, not just somebody who deserves some cover, but in fact anybody. So between the paragraphs, that's far more lenient. You're allowed to actually positively greet somebody, and you're allowed to reply to anybody who greets you in the middle of the paragraphs, in between paragraphs. For Dafka B'Shnei Yom Rishonim, everything we've said now, these are only with regards to the first 2 days of Yom Tov. Shigoyim Rin Boim Hallel, that we cite the entire complete Hallel, Dina Hachil, and Dina Afsoka, that's when we said those halachas, Avlo B'Yom Mish'engrim, but on the days that we don't say the entire Hallel, and El, Simon Tov Chuv Beis. Then halachas are different, as discussed in Simon Tov Chuv Beis. Ve'im Pasak Be'emtza, what happens if a person, what about a person stops and interrupts Hallel? V'shah, and he waited, Afilu Kedeligmeres Kula, even he had a break, and the break would have been perhaps even long enough to recite the entire Hallel. So he had a long break. V'shah Afilu Ligmeres is Kuloi, Eino Tzorech Lachzor, and Mokom Sheposlek. If a person said, he started Hallel, and then he had a break, even a long break, you do not need to go back to the beginning of Hallel. You didn't lose the entire Hallel. Rather, you can go back to the place that you stopped. So you didn't lose Hallel by stopping. You just go back to where you stopped. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nvav, Be'emtza, I'm not filled with Be'emtza, Pegdus, even in the middle of a paragraph. It doesn't make a difference where this happens. If you stop, you continue where you stopped. You don't go back, even to the beginning of the paragraph. You don't need to. Right, now comes a very important question. There's an enormous Chiddush here. Very, very big Chiddush, which the Mishnah Berurah discusses. And that is, what is the halacha with regards to accurate reading of Hallel? In other words, we know that when it comes to Shema, for instance, we've got to be very, very accurate when we say Shema. We know that if a person doesn't say Shema correctly and accurately, he may not be Yotze. On the other hand, we know there's all the tefillahs that if you don't say it absolutely precisely and correctly, it's not makif b'diavad. Person makes a slight mistake, for instance, by psukah de zimra, he's still yotze. Even by shemana esra, if a person says shemana esra and he says a meaningless mistake, which is not accurate reading, etc., he's still yotze shemana esra. What about halal? Now, I would have thought that by halal, perhaps you'd have thought that it's not. It's like psukah de zimra. And if a person makes a slight inaccuracy, it doesn't matter, but we're going to see now that the Mishnah Berurah is actually going to say a very bekhidish and a very, very interesting comparison to an unexpected place. Yeah, so what's the halach with regards to, halal? How careful do we need to be? How careful do we need to pronounce the words? So Mishnah Berurah is an enormous chiddush of Oisai. We're going to look at Sif Kotten based in the Mishnah Berurah and subsequently in the Shaarei Tzion. Enormous chiddush. For goyim rina halal. Gentlemen, listen to this enormous chiddush. Veim chisa posuk echot. If you missed out one posuk in halal. Oi. Or even more than that. Teva achas. One word. You missed out something whilst reciting Hallel. Tzorich lehaschil achakach me'oisoi posuk. You need to repeat it. V'likmoir, and to continue all the way at Sefer until the end of Hallel. Dim yoimreinu b'mokam sheniska. If you are just saying that missing word, where you suddenly realize, oh, I didn't say that earlier word, I didn't say it accurately. If you're just adding it then, havlekilim afreya, that's considered reciting halal in the wrong order, for lo yotzon is not yotze. But what seems to be completely assumed by the Mishnah Berurah, and what is clear cut by the Mishnah Berurah, is that if you actually fail to pronounce something accurately, afilu teva achas, you're not yoitze. And I'm going to go further. And the Mishnah Berurah is not even finished. And he brings in Shaarei Tzion Sif Kotten Beis. He says, I'm in the second line of Shaarei Tzion. Loi takti pratze. I did not cover this point le'el earlier in Siman Tov Chof Beis for Mishnah Berurah. I didn't actually speak about it earlier when we learned Hilchas Halal. The Sham the Etzem Adin shel Posuk Echot Kamken Loi Bri. Over there, he wasn't so clear cut. Because I didn't actually go into great detail there when I wrote Mishnah Berurah there. Mash Enkin Hocha. But here, when it comes to Ma'ir B'Yomtu shel Pesach B'Beis Yomim. Here, as we're discussing the halachas of Hallel on Pesach, the first days of Pesach, should go in by Hallel that we complete, we say the full Hallel, the Muchach b'Megillah that we learn in the Gemara in Megillah, the Hallel and Megillah Shavin. This is a big chiddush as he learns the Gemara there, that the halachas of Hallel are identical to the halachas of Megillah. It's unbelievable what the Mishnah Berurah is mechalish over here. It's a very big chiddush the way he learns the Gemara over there in Megillah. Telein Megillah Kosavaran Behedya. When it comes to the reading and the hearing of the Megillah, it's explicit. If you're skipping out a word, or even if you're skipping out a letter, Dinon Shoved Aloch is the same. Whom he mail a poshut to Adin in Halel, similarly also with regards to Halel. Incredible. Val ken therefore tzorich lezor b'moit. We need to be extremely careful. B'yom shigoyim rin ha'alal. On the days that we say and we recite the entire halal, shaliko atevos betos. We must be very careful not to make any mistakes. Shemishtane in al adzev, in Megillah machmirim b'zeh. Just as we are machmir in regards to the Megillah, similarly also we've got to be machmir with regards to halal. Now this is a huge chiddush. Who would have thought that there is a comparison between Megillah and halal? Who would have guessed? Who would have assumed? Who would have dreamt that the halachas of Megillah are the same than the halachas of halal? Which means, in other words, that by Megillah we all know that we've got to be very, very careful, and if a person misses out a letter, if a person misses out a word, a person misses out anything, we know that by Megillah a person is not yotze. We know that, and we are very well trained, and we are aware of that. But who would have been aware that if a person says halal, and is slightly mispronouncing something, missing out not just a word, but even missing out a letter, he is not yotze according to the Mishnah Berurah? It's a very big chiddush.
He does say, this is only with regards to Yomim Shegomrin as a Hallel. It is with regards to the days that you are saying the entire Hallel. So when it comes to the days that we are saying what's called Chatzi Hallel, when we are missing out the two paragraphs, then the halachas are more lenient, because that's just a minik. But Lemaise, when it, on the first 2 days in Yom Tov, and on all the other days, which we read Hallel, make it Adin, we've got to make sure not to mispronounce anything. Gentlemen, I think this is a very big chiddush. Very big chiddush. And I think the comparison to Hallel is also a very big chiddush. So what does that mean, Halach Lemaise? That we've got to say it quite carefully.
Yeah.
He says it postured, yeah. You're right. It's a very big chiddush the way he learns the Gemara over there in Megillah. It's a very big chiddush. But that's the way he learns.
I did see in the book of Avraham, he brings that he's throwing over Hallel and Seder, but in Tochat Devarim he says that when we're going out Hallel, it's a dinner of Kriya. So
if it's a kriya, then
it has to be accurate.
Yeah, very. Yeah, I hear that goes very much in line with that. Does he quote this Mishnah Berurah? Does he bring it?
I can't remember if he quotes.
All right, let's carry on. See, Beis Behalel, when it comes to Hallel, Afilu Asor Koyin Ke'echot, even 10 people read it together. What does that mean? Of course 10 people can read it together. Why not? Why can't 10 people read it together? Of course they can. Mishnah Berurah explains if Koyin Ches, Afilu Asor Koyin Ke'echot, Afilu Eichad Emotzin Edei Choy V'Amiros El Acherim. Even if there is a person who is not reading himself, and therefore he's being yoitze through somebody else saying the Hallel, should be moitze somebody. Now, generally, when you are moitze somebody, there's a rule that you cannot have two people together being moitze somebody because two voices are not being heard simultaneously. That's the Gemara in a few places. You cannot have two people. One person can be moitze somebody else. But when there's two voices, you cannot be moitze. That's the whole controversy of saying Kaddish together. And that's the controversy of other things as well. Right. Now when it comes to, Hallel, therefore, is a very big chiddush. You would have assumed you cannot have a few people reading Hallel together and yet being moitzi somebody else. It doesn't go. Because trei kol eloi mishtamoi. Two voices cannot be heard simultaneously. Yet, so Shulchan Aruch tells us and teaches us, behalel, when it comes to Hallel, afilu asor, even 10 people, karen ke'echot, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, afilu heicha, shemoitzi nidei choiva, even if you're being moitzi somebody else, be'amiros and acherim, they're being moitzi somebody else. V'loy amrinon, and we do not say that tirei kol eloi mishtamoi, that two voices are not being heard simultaneously. Why not? Ashkechon b'simon kuf mem alef nim kiras ha-Torah, as we find an exception with regards to kiras ha-Torah, tehalel chaviv alehu mishum zichron ha-neis v'yoev da'atayu v'shami. There's an exception with regards to leining. When it comes to kiras ha-Torah, people love hearing certain paragraphs, and it's a zichron ha-neis, and when people are particularly keen and extremely eager to listen and attentively to something, then there's an exception and people actually can and are able to concentrate to two people simultaneously. It's because it's chaviva, it's precious, it's liked, it's loved, because of zichron ha-neis, for yoiv da'ateyu, they are able to put their minds and concentrate fully, v'shami, and they're able to listen to it. Fit mehai taima, and therefore, subsequently, for this very reason, kam kein aminik, shemekachin shnayim o'yos yachad b'shabbos v'yom tev, there's also such a concept of making two people making kiddush simultaneously, o'kshiyoshim b'sukkah, kamo balabati mekachin lo'itzim nebesom, there's also a few people, if there's a communal sukkah, you can have a few people simultaneously, simultaneously reciting the Kiddush and being moitz to their families. Normally you would say, you can't be moitz to anybody. Here again, there's an exception. The Kiddush Chaviv Lahem, Kiddush saw something which is very precious to people, and they can therefore be concentrating fully beyond that Visham, and they can be moitz. And therefore, Halal is also one of those exceptions that people are concentrating to a very large degree and a more increased level, and they can be moitz, although normally two people together won't work, people cannot concentrate. Halal is one of those exceptions that you can have 10 people being moitz. Better yet not to do it. It's better yet not to rely on it, not when it comes to Kiddush. And I believe also when it comes to Halal, it's better not to do that. So generally, it's a bidyavet, but it does work. Okay, gentlemen, we learned this evening the following halachas. We learned Siman Tov Peiches. We learned that on Yom Tov, people go to shul. And we say the Yom Tov, Psukkah Dezimra. We say the entire Halal. And we recite a bracha, Likra is a Halal. We learned about the interruptions which are generally prohibited. We learned in great detail this astonishing novel Chiddush of the Mishneh Berurah that says that just like by Kriyas HaMegillah, you've got to be extremely careful about the pronunciation, the accurate wording of the Megillah. Similarly also, Halal has got the same halachas. You've got to be equally makpid and careful to read it accurately and precisely, otherwise you are not Yoitze on the days you're reciting a full Halal. We then learned also that Halal can be recited 10 people together and even be merged to somebody else. Whilst normally we say, two people cannot be moitzi, because you cannot hear two people together, but there's a few exceptions, and Halal is one of those exceptions, because people love it, and therefore they can be moitzi, they can be concentrating, and you can be moitzi somebody else. Right, those are the halachas of the evening. Okay, a good night.